Well. Chris.
Oh my God. You sound like you're like the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah, that was just a cough. I took a sip of beer. Sorry.
Oh.
Hey, Applehead, how are you?
What's going on? What kind of beer are you drinking?
Tonight I'll just be having a Miller Lite, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to keep it a little bit light tonight.
Can you believe I'm early?
No, I'm actually kind of freaked out. I don't even know what to say. You know, Huggy's the one that's always on time. And, you know, I guarantee.
Well.
Wow. Well. Look who decided to show up.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You were on time for once in your life.
Look at that. How about that?
You've never been on time.
He was on time tonight. He beat you, didn't he?
That's right.
Yeah. Huggy hates that too. I know he hates that.
No, it's killing me. It's
ready to go.
Ripping me up inside.
Mm-hmm.
Bastard.
Well, last podcast of the year, gentlemen.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And what a year.
What podcast or just the year?
I'd say everything. Just
everything?
Yeah.
Just when you thought shit was gonna go back to normal, it's just as bad as it was the other day.
Yeah, kinda. Yeah. I think that sums it up pretty nicely.
Okay. But it doesn't matter. It's all good.
Yeah, it really doesn't. You drinking anything?
A Miller Lite. Sorry. Just drinking a light beer. Is that all right?
I don't care. Why would I care?
I don't pass judgment.
I don't pass judgment. I really don't. I make fun, but I really don't. I really don't care. What about you, Applehead?
I'm not drinking, but people do make... I drink light beer because if I drink IPAs or something strong, I drink them like it's light beer. And then they just hammer. So I just try to stick to something that's, you know.
I agree.
That'll slow down.
How do you like, do you fart unrelentingly? Like, if no. I drank beer like you guys, my asshole would be hurting from the amount of farting that I was doing.
Not at all. Not at all.
Like, you just don't fart at all?
No.
Come into my Dutch oven. Find out.
Should we have a moment of silence for John Madden?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's a shame.
That's a tough loss.
The greatest broadcaster of sports the world has ever seen and heard. He was good.
He
broke down the game. He made it easy for everybody to understand. You know. I feel like nowadays that these broadcasters are like, I mean, I can understand them, like, you know, people who need to dumb down a little bit are like, how are they talking about? What the hell's an AGAC?
Well, he was good at making, like, not the complex, but making very intricate things very simple for people to understand.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He really was. He was just amazing at that.
How many times during your childhood, it was just Sunday, you always hear Madden Summerall?
Yeah. It was great.
You know, like, it's like listening to Harry Callis. Like, how many Sundays hanging around the house or whenever the Phillies run, it just reminds you of that time.
You know, fuck Pat Summerall. I never liked him. Drunk.
No,
he was a drunk who favored the Cowboys all the time.
But Madden never favored anybody.
No, he never
Favored anybody. You couldn't tell who he was rooting for.
No.
It's like Chris Collins. He's like, is he like Chris Collinsworth today? Like, Chris Collinsworth is ready to blow Dak Prescott.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Who is it? I was like, which broadcaster isn't? Which broadcaster isn't?
You know what? Let's just talk about broadcasters today. Okay. It's not an easy job, but I like the old school guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, there's a few that are good, but
and
I would
fuck
agree.
Troy Aikman, too, while I'm at it.
Yeah. Tony Romo is a little bit better.
Yeah.
I like Tony him better.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah. There's some other guys, I don't even know their names. You know, I don't even know who they are. Like, who are these guys?
And don't even get me started about the new Sixers broadcasting team.
I've been lucky to not hear them, so I'll consider that a blessing.
Why, are they bad?
Yeah.
It's hard. It is hard. It's a hard thing to do, to paint that picture.
It is.
People see it on TV, you know, because they could say it. It's easier. You know, you really don't have to say too much, but I think
and who else is horrible is the ESPN Sunday Night Baseball, Alex Rodriguez, that girl who won't shut the fuck up. And it's just horrible.
Is that her name? That girl who won't shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
So when she's on the screen, that's what they call
her. I'm Alex Rodriguez. This is the girl who won't shut the fuck up. Welcome to Sunday Night Baseball.
You're really going to turn this off in about 5 minutes.
Bob Costas was good. He was good.
He was good. Wouldn't you love to try it? Like, wouldn't you love to do like one?
Oh my God. Keith Jackson was pretty great too. I mean, he was amazing doing college football. Keith Jackson, my God, he could make anything exciting.
Oh my God, they're just getting some water. Oh my God.
It would be like, yes, they're getting water.
Yeah, drink.
So exciting. Like, he made everything sound dramatic.
But what a legacy that Madden did, you know, even, you know, Madden games. Like, that's kids still know who he is, you know?
Yeah. They will. I was reading last night, and like, you know, John Madden dies unexpectedly at 85. Like, first of all, he's 85. He's probably like 300 pounds. I would say you die unexpectedly at like 50 or 35.
Yeah.
I think 85, it's like, wow.
Yeah, that's kind of expectedly.
Yeah, it's
not that bad.
What if they wrote that headline? John Madden expectedly dies at 85.
It was probably the girl who won't shut the fuck up.
Yeah, she was written by her.
Yeah. Written by the girl who won't shut the fuck up. yeah, that's a shame.
It is. He was great, though. One of the greats. One of the greats. Indeed.
Like, what's going to happen when Merrill Reese just finally – well, I don't think he's ever going to leave. But, you know, there's going to be that day where he's not going to be doing Eagles games.
We'll have to find someone new, you know.
But they better find somebody good, you know.
Usually find a college announcer or some other people. Yeah.
I feel like – this is a conspiracy. I feel like Merrill passed away years ago. He's been cryogenically, like – reimagined, like he's another life form that is Merrill Reese.
You know what? I have a prediction.
You might be right.
When Merrill
thank you.
In today's climate, when you know they replace broadcasters, when Merrill Reese is replaced, can I do my impression of who's going to replace him with what it's going to be? This is my prediction for the future.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to the Philadelphia Eagles football team.
I figured it was going to be something sexist or racist. I figured it was going somewhere. Unsure where.
You know, the Eagles do have two gay cheerleaders, or two male cheerleaders, I should say. I don't know if they're gay.
Oh, I thought you were
going to
say
two. Yeah, easy, man. I mean, that's dirty. Yeah, it's a broad brush there.
Yeah,
I know. I said, I don't know.
That's what red-blooded American men want to see two guys doing high kicks on a football field.
Wow. You don't want to see that?
No. So women aren't allowed to enjoy cheerleading either, though? That would be women aren't allowed to enjoy cheerleading?
No, women watch cheerleading. They're looking at the dance moves. They're looking at their
shoes. Oh, they are. Oh, because you're a woman and you know
they're
these
not looking
things.
At guys. Two male cheerleaders don't turn girls on.
Dude, meanwhile, we're watching dudes in tights play football. You know? So
I think women like that. Yeah. Sorry to tell you, buddy. I think women like that. I think you're wrong.
I don't think they don't want to see dudes like cheerleaders. They want to see guys play football.
Well, my buddy the other day, we were watching something. He was just like, I don't know about those white pants. You know, said something. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, the white pants that the team's wearing. I'm just like, oh, I wasn't even really looking at that, dude. But he brought it up. Like, okay, well, I guess. I don't fucking know, dude. Weirdo.
Who was I watching the other day? What I can't. It looked like they were wearing red pajamas. Wait, what team was it? I'm like, it was
Was it Kansas City or was it the Cardinals?
Like, they look like literally like footy pajamas. Red pajamas. I can't remember who it was now. I'm trying to blank.
Football team?
Yeah.
I saw it.
It was the gayest thing I had ever seen.
Was it the Color Rush uniforms?
Mm.
That they had like every Thursday night. It was like, they just looked ridiculous. It was like whatever color the team was, it was like neon.
It was like the same color top.
Like it was just like head to toe red. It looked like Christmas pajamas.
Yeah, but no like stripes or anything with them, right?
No, nothing.
Yeah.
Like it was bad. I was like, this is embarrassing. I would have been like, I'm not playing. I have COVID. I'm sitting on. Yeah, I'm sitting on. I'm not playing with these. No way. So embarrassing.
Wow. You know, they all like to change up their uniforms every once in a while just to make it interesting.
Yeah, no, they do. They do. By the way, we can do later in the show. I do have some more. What would Applehead do?
Okay.
You know what I pulled too, by the way? I figured, you know, what are you guys doing for New Year's Eve? Because I saw some of these little food recipes. Remember we did these food things? Would you eat this?
I have some interesting facts.
Yeah. Oh, please. Go ahead. You go first. Always.
The song. I don't know what am I saying? Old Lang Syne. You know what that means?
Well, I do, but go ahead. You tell us. We're going to listen to your how you. Yes, we want to hear what you
say. It just means time's gone by.
Mm-hmm. That's all. Yes.
That's it. These are some interesting facts I'm giving you. That's what they are. Some of them will be funny, but some will not be. Black Eyed.
I'm going to venture to say that I believe most of them will not be funny.
Do you know why? Do you know why you eat black eyed peas, ham, and cabbage on New Year's Day or New Year's Eve?
I mean, I've never eaten that. Have you?
I have not. Applehead, I could maybe cabbage, maybe ham and cabbage. Like, this seems like an Irish recipe, doesn't it?
You got peas, you got the ham, you got the cabbage, and the alcohol.
Little beer for breakfast.
Oh my God. Yep.
So wait. So is that like a Southern?
No. It just said it's considered good luck to eat them on New Year's Day. It'll bring you money in the New Year.
Ham, cabbage, and black eyed peas.
Yep.
And then you're throwing it up the next day.
Yeah. Man, I would not get near me if I've had ham, cabbage, and black eyed peas.
Heart City and some beer. Oh my God, you would blow up, dude. You would actually blow up.
And a gummy.
Yeah.
45% of all Americans make New Year's resolutions. You want to guess what they are? Some of them. You know,
no, I would think that would be higher. That's surprising.
Yeah. Weight loss.
Of course, weight loss.
Yep.
Spouse loss to leave.
No, that was not in there.
I'm sorry. Those are personal feelings. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Weight loss.
A new job, like new career, like new. Yeah. You know, something like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Weight loss and get fit, you know.
Yeah.
Quit smoking. Mine is not to get completely fucking annihilated like I do every New Year's Eve. And my wife gets mad at me. And yeah. And then the next day I'm hungover as all get out. That's my New Year's resolution this year. Do you guys make a resolution?
I haven't in a while. No.
No.
Because I never really do anything about it.
Yeah, they say it's like 2 weeks. Most of the people stick with their thing and it just dies after that. people ring in the new year by popping a bottle of champagne. That's another big tradition here,
of course,
in America. And then different traditions in different countries. Like in Japan, they gong bells to banish bad spirits. Now, this is the good one.
I feel like they gong anything over there. Like, they just gong and shit all the time.
You should have a party, and when midnight hits, just hit a gong.
Yeah, go ahead, Matt.
My favorite is the Dutch. Dutch make bonfires in the street using their Christmas trees. Doesn't that sound like an awesome
Philadelphia did that in the summer of 2020.
Yeah, it does sound kind of fun, actually.
Yeah, I think it sounds kind of fun. Making bonfires in the street.
They burn their trees and make bonfires.
Yeah, I think that's a good one.
It's kind of kills two birds with one stone, you know?
Yeah.
Get rid of the Christmas tree, and then you've got a fire.
Bam, you're all cleaned up after Christmas. You're burning your tree. Yeah, now it's time to leave.
Matt does it in his hometown. The cops show up. He's like, Happy New Year.
This is from my Dutch counterpart.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay. They do it in the Netherlands. It's okay.
Oh, my God. And then the last thing is the 2022 Mummers are going to happen again in Philadelphia, which is a gathering of over 10,000 people on New Year's Day.
I did march in the Mummers.
You're going to?
Well, I, you know, the year before COVID hit, I did. And I was going to do it again this year, but I'm working till 4 a.m. So I'm not working till 4 a.m. And then, well, I could, by all means, keep drinking.
Yeah. Why are you open till? Long day. What time are you open till? 4 a.m?
Well, by the time I get out, you know, we get clean up the bar. You know, it's going to be late. I'm going to say 4 is an early, you know, that would be early. 4 a.m. But now, it is fun. If you ever have the opportunity to do it, you start drinking early and you can go the distance.
You drink the whole way down Broad Street?
Yeah. And I thought because I was dressed like a mummer that it would be easy to get laid. But then I realized I was dressed up like a clown. And I'm like,
there he is, good old Applehead.
And it didn't happen. I should have taken the paint off my face. Maybe that would have helped.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's right. I remember you. You look like the Joker.
Yeah, that was the theme. All the guys were Jokers and all the girls were Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you were a little scary. Like you had a Gacy quality to you.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Was all your makeup running and stuff?
Apple John Gacy. Oh my God.
You wanna come over?
Hi you kids. You want to see my feet?
Oh, no. The feet again. It was about the feet.
You want a sip of beer? It's New Year's.
That's horrible.
Oh, man.
That is horrible.
So there you go. There's my little stupid fun facts from New Year's.
Wow. Those are interesting. I like those. Thank you. That was good. That was good. Oh, by the way, I had a good trivia question, by the way. Who are the only two people to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Country Music Hall of Fame? I think you'll get it. It's not that hard.
The only two people?
Yes.
Matt, you want to go first?
Hank Williams Jr.?
That's one answer. Yeah, go ahead. I'm not going to say if it's right yet. I'm not going to say if it's right yet until I choose this.
Well, I'd have to think about this. Oh, God. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at the same time.
One is definitely kind of obvious. The other one, it's obvious, but it's not.
Oh, my God. Garth Brooks? I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
Applehead?
Go ahead, Applehead.
I'm going to say Johnny Cash.
Okay, and your other one?
Elvis.
You would be correct on both of those.
Oh, look at that.
Wow. Garth Brooks.
Did you look that up?
I did not, and I'm not even a country music fan.
You looked that up.
I mean, Matt, you didn't get Johnny Cash. I mean, it's like a gimme. It's like a gimme. You guessed Garth Brooks over Johnny Cash.
I think I have COVID, so... I'm in the right state of mind, and plus I'm drinking beer and taking Tylenol.
Okay, I'm drinking beer, taking Tylenol. Sounds like a lyric from a country song. I'm drinking beer and taking Tylenol.
Yeah, I should have got that. I don't know what I was thinking. I was really thinking. Sorry.
Yeah. Good job, Elvis is kind of hard. Elvis, though, that's not a gimme. It's not obvious. It's you'd be like, oh, yeah. Once you hear it, you're like, yeah, it makes sense. But
yeah.
Well, if you guys are doing some partying on New Year's Eve, I've got some recipes that you could make. These were big in the 70s.
Are these real?
This one is a cottage cheese and asparagus mousse. Easy to make. You just need an envelope of unflavored gelatin, some water, a can of green asparagus spears, drain, preserve the liquid. You get 1.5 cups of cottage cheese, a little lemon juice, some mustard, and a cup of blanched almonds. That sounds pretty good, huh?
Then it's mousse.
It's an asparagus, yeah, cottage cheese mousse.
All these recipes involve gelatin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Chill until firm. Unmold on salad greens. Doesn't that sound attractive? Unmolded on salad greens. Yes.
What is it back then in the 70s? Everybody did cottage cheese back then, right?
Yeah, but it was a weight loss thing. It was a way to get protein, and you know, but not high calories or fat. Right. Here's one. Fish Finger Mountain. This sounds good. Pie hot mashed potatoes on your serving plate.
Sounds like a
Grateful
Dead song.
Yeah, it does. Fish actually. Finger Mountain.
You pile hot mashed potatoes onto a serving. You surround it with cooked bird's eye fish fingers, and then you top mountain with bird's eye cooked peas.
Ooh.
And a homemade paper flag garnished with tomato wedges. Mm-mm-mm.
That sounds pretty good.
It sounds, yeah, no, I don't think it does.
Fish fingers are just fried fish sticks, dude.
Here's one for Applehead.
They this sold is, out fingers.
This is called a cabbage Christmas tree. One large green cabbage, 10 green onion leaves, 1 carrot section, 6 cranberries or other bits of colorful food cut into circles and diamonds. That's it.
And then what?
Then you eat it.
This is like raw vegetables.
Yeah, it looks like a tree, but it's, oh my God.
That actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah. And we'll leave you with this one, the 24-hour vegetable salad. Mm-mm-mm. All right, here you go.
Cabbage head.
Cabbage head, yeah, that's right. So there's layers of ingredients. It's a layered dish. You have lettuce, eggs, peas, bacon, cheese, mayo, and green onion. And then you toss it before serving.
That doesn't sound that bad.
You know what? I'm going to put the picture up on Facebook. Right. It looks so disgusting. And what the fuck? They added peas to everything back then.
Just to give it a green, you know, to give it another color.
Fucking gross.
You don't like peas?
No.
Black-eyed peas are really good because they bring you luck.
I mean, I don't hate peas. I don't really like peas. I don't really see the – I don't really see what the hell – what use they have. They just – yeah, they really don't contribute anything. They're not really filled with flavor. Yeah, I'm not a big pea fan.
Wow. You like poopy? Sorry. That was very childish.
It was. Very
childish as you can get.
I have,
what are you guys doing for New Year's Eve? I mean, Applehead's working, but what do you do, Huggy?
I don't really know yet. We haven't really made any official plans. I don't know if we'll go somewhere kind of last minute. You know, we'll probably, you know, I'm gonna have some stuff to drink here.
Hey, drop a gummy or two.
Yeah.
Not two. No, that's not a good idea. It's not, when you have children, it's not good to drop two gummies. It's just not.
Okay.
It really isn't.
You're but, in bed by
yeah. God knows what I would do with two gummies. I have no idea.
Hey, give me that cabbage Christmas tree, man.
That thing was pretty good.
Yeah, hey,
man. Yeah, I'd eat that. It's crunchy.
Does anybody even eat on New Year's?
Yeah, well, you know, everyone around here eats freaking Chinese food.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the thing here. It's a Massachusetts thing. Everyone gets checked. You have to order days in advance. You can't even order it the night. I'm serious. That's all people do is they just get just insane Chinese food.
And what I do, bring it to a party? Or that's just
That's it. Yeah, you eat it at the house, bring it to a party. Yep, Chinese food. Like insane.
What
kind of
Chinese food? Like what?
Just like the shit stuff, you know. Everyone's getting lo mein and fried rice, you know, cheap, you know, just lots of food.
Huh.
Yeah.
That is so funny. That is not a Philadelphia thing, right?
Yeah. And then when I tell people, they're like, you don't have Chinese food on New Year's? I'm like, no. They're like, well, you definitely have it on Christmas. I'm like, that's a stereotype. That's a stereotype. I don't.
Who has it on? Oh, because you're Jewish.
Yeah. That's a freaking stereotype. Excuse me. Yeah, I don't. I'm like, I don't get it, but they all do. Like, literally, you have to order days in advance.
Really?
If you called the day of, it'd probably 3-4 hour wait.
What?
Yeah, if you called the day of, they'd be like, 3 hours, 3 hours.
Really?
Yeah, you can't. Like, you can't get it.
I never, that is a crazy thing. I never heard that before.
Yeah, I know. It's just a big thing around here, Chinese food. Yeah, don't get it either. It's like, that's what they all do. What are you doing New Year's?
I usually go to my buddy Don's house.
Yeah.
And that's only right down the street. It's a couple blocks away. So, and you can see the fireworks from his, you know, his driveway. So we usually get drunk, as always. We didn't do it last year because we had COVID. So me and my wife were both sick. But usually write down predictions for the next year. So about 2 o'clock in the morning, you write down these predictions, but you read your old ones first. You read those, and then you write down your new predictions. Your handwriting, let me tell you how bad your handwriting is at 2 o'clock in the morning when you've been drinking all night. Like, you're like, what the hell, man?
I must can't even read it.
Wasted.
What did you write down?
One year, I did, like, you know, I'll always write down, like, the Eagles will be, you know,
the Eagles.
Or whatever, you know. Yeah, I mean, that's always just one. I just want to see if I get it. I got it a couple years in a row. I thought that was pretty funny. You know, or, you know, someone might have a new car or Apple stocks will tank. I don't know. Just something that's, you know, it's on your mind. Just write it down. Dude, your thoughts are way out there at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. I did that last year. And I said, I will get laid. It's like I'm throwing that one out the window.
What, in all of 2021, that did not happen?
He got laid. He's.
It was an expensive habit.
I guess I'll find another Jane on the corner.
I have, by the way, some what would Apple do? I think we know the rules by now. Yeah, give you something, Matt, you answer first, and Apple had my answer.
Gotcha.
All right, here's your first one. We're going to get right to it.
Yeah,
you get $25 million. $25 million. But
this has to be something disgusting.
you will have diarrhea every day for the rest of your life. You'll have diarrhea every day.
Every day.
Hold on. Do you like, because I know that's really bad for you, right?
I mean, you'll live. It's not going to kill you. It's not dangerous. It's just diarrhea. You know, so you'll hydrate. You'll be fine.
Like one at least once a day.
Yes.
Diarrhea. Not like all day.
No, not like you'll be in the bathroom all day, but you will have diarrhea every day.
Well, I guess it doesn't really matter what I eat or what Applehead eats. I think he would say yes for $25 million.
I don't know what he would do. I really don't know.
I think after the first couple months, you would just get used to it. You'd be like, whatever. This comes out this way. Comes out diarrhea. It's $25 million.
It's just this what it is.
Yeah.
You know, like, if, say, it happens once a day, And do you know when it's going to happen, or it just could be any time? Like
you continually try to delve deeper into these questions.
Well,
they are surface questions. Like, you're going to have diarrhea every day. It could be in the morning, it could be in the afternoon, it could be at night. But you're going to have it. I'm not saying it's going to be all day long. You're going to be stuck in the bathroom all day. But
when you go number two, you go diarrhea.
That's it. So if you go twice a day now, you'll have diarrhea twice a day. If you go once a day, you'll have diarrhea once a day.
Like the painful kind?
Oh, that was a painful?
This, you know, the kind where like you're on your phone on the toilet and you're like, you gotta put your phone down.
Like, and hold your knees and be like, oh!
and then beads of sweat start forming on your forehead.
You gotta put both hands on your head.
He did not say you're gonna have painful poop. He just said you're gonna have diarrhea.
Yeah, right.
Surface question.
You want my answer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For $25 million.
Okay. All right. Good.
You can wear a diaper. May not be the sexiest thing, but
all right.
25 million.
Here's the next one. You have a life of untold wealth, beautiful home, beautiful woman. Just your life. It really is just it's perfect. But you must live in Iran. Like, you can live nowhere else but Iran.
How much? What do you have again?
Untold. It doesn't matter. It's whatever he wants.
My new name would be the Sultan of Iran.
I would say yes again to that.
I'm going to say no. I don't think he would want to be in Iran.
Can you leave Iran to like go visit other countries?
No, it's Iran. You're there.
I mean, you have to be there.
Iran, 24/7, 365. The vacations, you're in Iran. You get everything you want.
Can you have your friends fly there? Great wealth,
beautiful women. What's that?
Can you have your friends fly there?
Yeah, I guess you could. Yeah, I'm not ruling that out. People could come see you. You can't go anywhere.
Yes, yeah, so I would think you would know.
I'm going to say no. I don't. Man, I really don't.
Is it a gated community?
Fly surface to air missiles.
Gated community. Is it gated?
You have a palace, dude. You have a palace. So I'm gonna say he says yes because of the beautiful women. That's what I think sold.
Well, he's shallow, so yeah. I think it's very possible. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say he wouldn't.
All right. Huggy, you would be correct. Hell no.
Yeah, he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it.
I'm sorry.
Wow. Okay.
I think he's scared of Islam. That's what he is. He's scared of it.
No, I mean, what is life like in Iran?
Well, you would have all the best. Yeah. You would have all the sand you ever wanted.
Look, honey. Sand. We live here now.
All right.
There's beautiful sand and more beautiful sand.
And look how hot it is.
Okay. All right, here you go. Here's your next one. You have, once again, wealth, success, beautiful woman, but you only eat asparagus the rest of your life.
Wait, you could not live off just asparagus.
I mean, I'm telling you, you can. This is a what if. This is a what if.
You take a couple supplements, you're fine, dude. You got it. What do you have again?
Asparagus. He has anything he wants. Money, success, beautiful women, anything.
Can you drink beer?
I did not get into beverages.
Okay.
I guess there's some give on the beverage. There is no give on food. Only asparagus.
Can you have it like with different sauces on it each time?
Like a hollandaise.
Hollandaise.
Like, or is it just like bland asparagus?
I mean, no, I guess you could dress it up. Like, you can't add other food. Like, you can't have it with like ham. Meat. Yeah, no, like. It's asparagus. Yeah. It's asparagus. You can't have anything else. You want to put a sauce on? No.
Blend it up and eat it?
Blend it? I mean, yeah. I guess. Yeah, as long as you're eating it.
Okay. I'm gonna say yes.
I'm gonna say no. I think he'd be miserable. I mean, he'd be so miserable. It wouldn't be worth everything. I'm gonna say no.
How much money?
I mean, there's no limit. Like, you're loaded. You're loaded. You have everything you want.
Because you could go.
Let's say you live another 35 years. 35 years of asparagus. You could go to
the best restaurant in the world.
And asparagus. Everyone around you is having steak. Yeah, exactly. Everyone around you is having steak and chicken and pasta, and you're having asparagus.
Just say if I cheated and ate a steak, then all that, everything's gone.
Everything goes away. Everything goes away. It's all gone.
And you have to pay it all back.
You would do it? You would do it?
I don't hate asparagus.
I would hope not.
The reason why I don't like it tastes, I don't mind the taste. It's good. But the worst thing about asparagus is when you're taking, you know, when you go to the bathroom.
Oh, well, your pants smells.
Smell. It's like, oh, I'm like, that's why, you know, it just smells disgusting.
Yeah.
Matt, would you do it?
Yes.
Really, you would?
Yeah.
Whew, man.
Why not, man?
I just feel like I'd be miserable.
I mean, you probably would be miserable because...
Yeah.
I mean... You could not just live off of asparagus alone.
You're not changing this. That's what it is. Stop it. I hate when you do that.
You can. Because of that.
All right, here you go. Your last one. Once again, you have untold success, wealth, beautiful woman. All those wishes have been fulfilled, but your right leg will be amputated.
How far up?
The whole leg. Like this. Like
up to your crotch?
Does it go that high? Like, yeah, the whole thing.
Now, you have an artificial leg?
You can.
You can?
You can have a prosthetic.
Yeah. I'm up for unlimited wealth? Yeah. Sure, you would do it.
Like you're a billionaire?
Yeah. I mean, there's no cap on this. I'm like, yeah, whatever you want.
And do you just wake up and your leg's missing? Fully healed? Or does like some dude come with an axe and chop your leg off?
Yeah.
No, it would be professionally done. It would be medical professionals. Yeah.
Like you go into a hospital and they would be a certain saw your leg off. Yeah, it would be under anesthesia.
Yeah, exactly. It would be a surgical procedure. You would lose your leg and it would heal and then you get a prosthetic.
And then they wheel you out of the hospital into a stretch limousine.
Pretty much.
On the way to the airport with 12 Playboy buddies.
if that's what you so desired, you would have it.
And we're going to Cancun to get my new leg tanned. Or my lack thereof. I get my stub tanned.
I'm going to say yes. He's already dreaming about it.
Yeah, I think I would say yes to this. I feel like he would do that. I feel like he would do it. See, is that a yes? Would you do it?
This is tough. I mean, you could have a prosthetic leg.
Correct. Yeah, you're not going to have a stump.
Damn, that's tough. Does my dick still work?
Yes.
It does. I'm not taking that out of commission.
This is tough. I mean, that would be the freakiest thing. You know?
Well, think of all the amputees out there right now. They get along fine. They live life perfectly.
Yeah. You know, they say when you lose a limb, you have like a ghost limb. You still think and feel that it's there.
You would have a prosthetic.
I know, but you know what? I'm gonna have to say no.
Wow.
I mean, that's tough. But then
I was gonna give you a hard time that you wouldn't go to Iran, but you'd lose your leg. But
yeah,
I'd be free. At least I'd be free. And wow, you know,
I'm surprised. Wow, this is shocking.
You know, I mean, but if you had just say billions of dollars, I mean, you could have anything you want. You could have the best prosthetics.
Yeah, that's true. You could. Yeah. I
mean, you'd have people taking care of you no matter what for the rest of your life. Hot chicks wouldn't give a shit if you had a leg or not because they would just look at my wallet.
Right. Exactly.
I gotta be honest too. You wouldn't have to cut toenails, which I hate. So we'd cut that in half. It would only, no more. Cut that.
I could throw my nail clipper out the window.
No, you would need it from the other foot.
Yeah, you don't want to. Yeah, you don't want to.
And my hands too. Well, all right. I maybe would just get as much use. I don't know. That's a tough one. I'd have to say no. I injured my my leg twice, and being on crutches, and just I really took for granted how much you use your legs and just getting around. So I have to say, if I lost a leg, oh God.
Huggy, would you do it?
I don't know if I'd do that.
Wow.
I do Iran. I don't know if I'd lose my leg.
You'd be Jewish in Iran. Yeah.
I realize there could be some problems, but I may not be greeted with open arms.
A Jew in the desert.
I'm guessing the welcome mat wouldn't be out, but
no, but it doesn't matter.
I would buy off those that hate me. That's all. Yeah, everyone has a price.
Pretty much yes to everything you said.
Man, the asparagus sucks.
Yeah, like, that one does. That out of all of them, that probably is the worst because you just, you know,
like. You have all this money to enjoy the greatest foods in the world, and you're eating asparagus always.
Yeah, that's not the best one.
And then you have to explain to people, why can't you get the burger, Matt? Well, because I lose everything.
Now imagine, like, it's Sunday, the Eagles on, everybody's ordering wings, and you have to eat asparagus.
I mean, you could have a buffalo asparagus.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Somebody gets a big pizza and no, you can just look at it.
I see would be you'd hard. Be so mad. You would be so. That's what I'm saying. I feel like that one is. It sounds not that bad until you think about it, everything you do.
The rest of your life, asparagus.
Yeah, like pizza, why even go anywhere? Pasta, like you're just going to have asparagus.
Okay.
Imagine your fridge just filled with asparagus.
I'm so goddamn rich, and I'm sick of fucking asparagus.
Your wife's like, "What do you need at the store?" And you're like, "Oh, is that supposed to be a joke, honey? You know what I need. I only need one thing, bitch. Okay.
Yeah.
Just get a lot of it.
Milk and asparagus. Come on."
You need anything at the store. Yeah. Asparagus.
Okay.
And I have diarrhea.
No, that's a different
scenario. I have it at least once a day, honey. What do you mean you don't like living in Iran? See all this money we have? No, go get me my leg.
Wow.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff.
Good job.
I thought you'd enjoy it. You know, it makes for a good conversation. It really does.
Yeah, it does.
It's like, what would we do?
They can always bring these up at the bar when I talk to people.
Yeah, I know. I tell people, and they ask me, like, what'd you say? What'd you guys think? You know, talk about it. Like, well, would you? You know, take untold wealth if all you could eat was asparagus. People are like, wow, that's crazy. I'm like, yeah, I know. It is. It's crazy. It's why we ask these things. They're crazy
stuff.
This would have been fun to do on the air. This would have been a fun bit doing the air.
Yeah, yeah, it would have been.
Yeah,
I've called the listeners fun. Call up and get a percentage of who would say yes, who would say no.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
I like asking at the bar, though. I think that's better.
That's fun. Yeah, yeah.
You go to the bar and ask a complete stranger if he would take $250 million to jerk off in front of his family.
What?
That was the best one.
Which one?
That was the best. Would you? What was it? It was a lot. It was
something, like, you know.
It was like $20 million. Yeah. But you'd have to jerk off in front of your immediate family.
Yeah. That was a good one.
You're like, I can't believe the guy wouldn't talk to me at the bar.
There's a guy I work with who still brings.
He does?
He's like, yeah, he'll be like, man, I couldn't do that. I'm like, I know, you've told me. Like, obviously, you've thought about it.
We got it.
What was your question? You're like, can I prep my family first? You see, and I feel like that. I would say yes. You could say, listen, I'm going to jerk off.
Prep them.
You close your eyes. Doesn't matter. You don't. But we get a lot of money if I do.
Grandma, I know you've seen a lot of things in your day. You ain't seen nothing yet.
I'd be like this. I'd be like, done. That's it. Everybody be like, what? That's it.
Oh my god. Yeah, that will forever be probably the best one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It really is. Because I think a lot of people would do it. I do.
Yeah, I think
20 million. A lot of people would be like, yeah, I'll jerk off in front of my family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Turn away. Just look away.
Stop. I'm in.
Oh man.
I've thought about like talking to my dad if my dad was alive and explaining it to him. And he would just be like, oh, just, you know, it's gonna really upset your mother. I'm like, well, yeah, it is obviously gonna upset her. It's gonna be horrible for her. That's why I'm telling you now.
Oh god.
All right, gentlemen. Well, I guess it's probably good to wish you both a happy new year.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going for. What the hell is that noise?
You're what?
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah.
With what?
You were doing something, Matt. What were you doing? Oh.
That's kind of weird. How to get up and get a beer, dude?
Okay.
Really? Like 25 feet away.
Okay.
You guys noticed I was gone that long? Wow.
Well, it was all this weird audio that was coming through.
Well, you know, sometimes I was making 25 million. So I had a Christmas party. Did we talk about this? No, did I miss you guys on that?
Well, no, go ahead. Let's end on that then. Talk to your
people. So I had a Christmas party maybe a couple weeks ago, maybe a week and a half ago. So it was me and my buddy Don, and he worked for me for a week. And I was just like, what was that?
I have no idea what's going on.
So I said, let's go to the bar. You know where you're going. He's like, oh, we're going to get drunk. By the time we left, my son the next day was like, do you remember seeing this kid? I was like, nope. I saw another guy the next day. He's like, so what was the occasion on you know, the other day at the bar? And I was like, did I see you? He's like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I don't remember. So I don't remember leaving. My wife had to drive me home. The next day I wake up and she's like, do you remember getting home? I'm like, nope.
Wait. I'm confused. You said you had a Christmas party, but then you were at the bar.
Yeah, my Christmas party at the bar.
Oh.
I mean, there's only just, well, my son works for me. You know, two of them work for me, but the one's not 21. The other one showed up a little bit later, so it's usually just me. You know, and that's my Christmas party.
I see. And you were a complete mess.
Yeah, but I went into the fact before we went there. We said to each other, like, we're going to get completely annihilated. We're like, yeah, it's going to get completely annihilated. So,
and you did.
That's how it was. Yeah.
And you were successful in your mission.
Successful in my mission. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So, once again, the Christmas party was a success.
No one got arrested?
No, I don't think so. I couldn't tell you if they did. Tell you the truth.
Well, well done. Well done.
But so I had one bill, right? And then it was like, you know, 7 o'clock, you know, all my buddies are showing up too, who don't work for me, and they're getting on my tab. I was like, okay, we need to shut this thing down. Like, that's enough. So that bill comes, and it was like $200. And I was like, let me, you know, I was like, here, I want to start, you know, another bill for me, you know, for me. Everybody's drinking off that tab. The next bill comes, it's like $230. I was like, Jesus
Christ. I thought the bill was going to be a lot more.
Yeah, it's not that bad, right?
No, I honestly thought you were going to say like it was $1,000 or something.
No, we were, you know, no one ate. Everybody just drank.
Of course, no one ate.
No one eats, dude.
It's my kind of Christmas party.
Just a bunch of classic alcoholics.
Yeah. Yo, you guys want some? You want some pretzel bites? Sure. There's like six of them. I'm like, that's good enough.
Yeah, I'm full.
Yeah. You guys good? You good? Yeah, that's good. Oh man.
Well, well done, Matt. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, gentlemen, is that it? Are we wrapping it up?
Yeah, I think so. I feel like we all grand.
Okay. I think we covered everything. Next time we do it, I have new bands that were out in 2021 that we'll talk about.
New bands that were out in 2021 that we'll talk about. Okay.
Yeah, that I think that are pretty good, that are good new bands.
I actually put together my favorite, my 2021 playlist, songs that I love. 2021.
Really?
I did. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You're going to play them at your, you're going to play them eating your Chinese food and playing your songs?
I'll put my playlist. I'll send it to you. Yeah. I think you'll like some of it. I think you will not like some of it.
Okay.
But I think some of it you'll like. Yeah. It's eclectic.
Are you going to get pork fried rice?
I don't eat that. No, no.
General Cho's chicken?
No, no. That never goes well. That always is a very disruptive meal for me. I don't do that.
Steamed dumplings.
Oh, yeah. If it's chicken, I don't do the pork. I like steamed chicken dumplings. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm all over that.
Okay.
Yeah, everything's fusion here, too. So, like, every Chinese restaurant has, like, a sushi bar.
Okay, yeah.
So I usually get that, too, you know. I'll get like a little chicken fried rice, then I'll get a couple of sushi rolls.
Applehead, should I text you on Mummer's Day to see if you're around?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully it doesn't rain.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're in the city, text me.
Okay.
Definitely. I love my costume from last year.
I bet you do.
Let's try round two. Hi, girls.
All right. Well, happy New Year, gentlemen.
Happy New Year, all right, guys.
Happy New Year.
All right.
Until next year.
Always
see
a pleasure,
you next
gentlemen.
Year. Yeah.
Okay. All right.